The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Right, I want to talk about briefly Miriam Lord's piece in the Irish Times today, which I found intriguing. We were talking yesterday about what I was calling Buttongate and how I hope that they knock it on the head, because I think it's probably guilt in terms of buttons and pressing and being there and not there. Not to undermine the importance of the respect for the Dáil and so on, but just get on with it so that we can deal with more critical matters that are pressing in this country at the moment. And I sensed that was definitely that idea was reflected in Miriam's piece this morning, Miriam Lord's piece this morning, on the Taoiseach's apology when a lot of people had been sitting in the balcony overlooking the main Dáil chamber, waiting for the campaign and waiting for the state apology to those affected by the cervical scandal. And Vicky Phelan was there, and I'm glad to say she joins us on the line. Vicky, it's lovely to talk to you again, as always. How are you today?
Hi, Ryan. I'm not too bad now.
I was watching you going in on the news last night, and you looked, you know, you're very easygoing whenever I've met you, and I just felt you looked like this was a big news story for you. It's a big day for you. I mean, were you nervous going in?
No, I wasn't nervous. I suppose when we were walking across the road into Leinster House from Boswell's, we could see a huge queue of people going in. Mm. And that's probably why my face maybe changed going across the road. You know, because yeah. I tell you, apart from yesterday was the first day that a lot of these women and families were out in public. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Any other meetings we've had of the group have been in private. We've had private meetings. For me, it was a big deal to see them all there.
Yeah, so
standing tall with us, because it's usually just me, Stephen or Lorraine that people see. You don't see the number of people. We all know there's 221 women and families affected, but there was 150 people there yesterday. It was fairly substantial,
to say the least. And I've sat in that viewers gallery, and it there's plenty of space for everyone to sit, and you get a really close look at. You can see into the whites of the eyes of the TDs and so on. Were you long seated before they got to the apology? As a matter of interest.
We all had to be in there kind of by about 10 to 3. The apology was scheduled for 3:07, something, very precise like that. But of course it didn't start on time because of the whole bloody Buttongate thing that you're talking about, And in fairness to Taoiseach, once they had kind of voted on that, then there was another, call for order of business or whatever, and he asked could we move on because there were people waiting. And that really annoyed me. I was sitting there thinking, all of these other politicians, they knew that there were women and family sitting in the gallery waiting for this apology, and some of them didn't think it was important enough to start on time, that's why I made that comment afterwards, after the statement about the number of TDs in the chamber at the time. I was very disappointed to see that it wasn't more full. It was full for Enda Kenny's apology to the Magdalen women, like I said, everybody has a woman, a mother, a daughter, or a sister. They should all have been there, as far as I'm concerned.
And at what time did eventually the apology started, Vicky? Can you remember?
I think it was about 3:15 by the time they got started. Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't. We weren't waiting, but some of those women were there since 2:30.
Yeah, and when you got into your seats and you were surrounded by these women who, as you say, were used to private meetings, private encounters with politicians or officials and so on, and here you are in Leinster House at the heart of power in this country, did you feel, before the Taoiseach got up to speak, that you were achieving something? Did you feel that this was a critical moment, or, where were you with that?
Yeah, I did, I have to say. I mean, for me, I didn't need the apology, I suppose. I've had this conversation with Stephen and Lorraine a few times, because I suppose the three of us have been working so much on trying to change things and make things right over the last year, that, when you're doing that kind of work, it helps you to move on, so I have moved on. But I knew how much this meant to other people, and that's why it was important for me to be there yesterday. I knew how much it meant to people. And speaking to people afterwards, we had a private reception after the apology with the women and families, and it really did mean an awful lot to people. So, you know, I really do think it will help a lot of people to just to kind of to move on a little bit with their lives. And it's the anger that, you know, a lot of them are still very angry. So I do hope that that helps them to deal a little bit better with it. It's not going to change things. It's not going to bring their loved ones back. But I do think, you know, the apology was more than what we were expecting in terms of, you know, what the Taoiseach gave us in the apology. So I know that was definitely noticed by a number of women and families.
And you felt it was from the heart, it was sincere?
Yeah, I mean, we've met with the Taoiseach over, you know, a period of months now in advance of preparing for this apology, and he met with a number of the women and families about 5 or 6 weeks ago. We thought that it was important that that he sit and listen to some of the stories, because, you know, you can read all the reports you want, but you actually have to listen to people's stories and how this has impacted them in order to actually fully understand the devastation that this has caused. And that definitely fed into the apology that he gave yesterday, you know, when he talked about women feeling mutilated inside. You know, he heard their stories, and it definitely changed him, I think, for yesterday's apology. Definitely.
Were you, did it matter to you, Vicky, and I know you kind of alluded to it a little bit, but I want to kind of dwell on it for a moment. Did it bother you that a heap of TDs chose not to be there, that there was a lot of empty seats? I mean, when you look down at that, what do you think when you see the empty seats?
Lack of respect, really, for the, I mean, how often do we have state apologies, Ryan? You know, not that often.
No.
You know, to me, that, I mean, these are our elected representatives. So, you know, I would say to the people who weren't there, to their constituents, you know, remember that when voting and election time comes round, that these people didn't see it, see fit that this was important enough for them to be there in the chamber for this apology. You know,
did you feel
for
that
for what, an hour?
Yes, go ahead.
You're talking about an hour of their lives, you know, to sit there and listen to the words of the Taoiseach and the other leaders that spoke after him. You know, I think these things are a big deal for people, and, you know, more TDs should have been in the chamber for it.
Yeah, and again, the contrast of this business with the buttons versus the absolutely visceral stories of the people you've been talking about in that gallery, you would think that there'd be a little more thought given to whether or not you should show up on a day like that yesterday.
Yes. Exactly.
And then after the apology, Vicky, you've talked about the other people and how that the apology might work for them, and whatever about the head reaction in your own heart, did you feel something changed, or that something great happened yesterday, or did you feel a little underwhelmed ultimately? I mean, where were you at after when you walked out?
Well, I suppose when I walked out, it definitely hit me then with the amount of people that walked out behind us, because we had asked if, you know, some of the women and families would stand behind us when Lorraine was making the statement.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of figured that there might be 15 or 20, you know, because a lot of women don't want to stand out and, you know, and be publicly captured on camera. So we had asked people, and then when I saw the amount of people that were walking behind us, I said to Stephen, I said, Jesus, you know, this is amazing that there are this many of them that are willing to stand behind us. And that just goes to show how much it meant to them that they felt that they could.
Yeah.
This was their moment. A lot of them, that was the first time that they stood in front of cameras, you know, to kind of, you know, put themselves forward as one of the group. So for me, that's when it kind of hit me that this was so important to a lot of the women there. So, yeah, I definitely think, you know, going into it, I wouldn't say I was cynical, but I was a little more underwhelmed going in thinking, well, I don't need this. You know what I mean? I didn't need the apology, but I was doing it for others because I do think it will make a difference. But afterwards, definitely, I felt different. I felt that this will definitely make a difference to a lot of people's lives.
We got a huge reaction to your appearance on the Late Late Show a few weeks ago, and I know your book is amazing people, and giving us a great insight into who you are at the most human level. How has that been going in terms of reaction? What's the most common reaction you've got to that book so far, Vicky, and to your story? Well, are you surprised by the reaction?
Yeah. No, not really. I'm not actually. I mean, the thing that has surprised me actually is that people say to me, my God, I was in awe of you before, now I'm even more in awe of you, you know, with all of the other stuff that you've had to put up with. But yes. I think, that was the reason I wrote the book, Ryan, because I think people often saw me as this superwoman that, you know, I just kind of dealt with last year, you know, and didn't seem to kind of knock anything out of me. But, you know, I think the book explains that, you know, there has been so many other things that have shaped me.
Yes.
That last year wasn't the worst thing that happened to me, you know. And the other nice thing that came out that people have commented on quite a lot about the book, which I'm really delighted about, is actually my parents.
Oh, God.
A lot of people said to me, oh my God, I love your mother. A lot of people just say, I love your mother. You know, she's really, you know, ballsy, and
yeah.
You know, you sound like, you know, you had a great. And I think for me, it was very important to give that back to my parents. You know, because often my parents would say, "Oh, we had no money. You know, sure, you were dragged up," and
yeah.
You know, they don't give themselves enough credit
yes.
for the really good job that they did, and they did a fantastic job with us
they
with
sure
what
did.
They had. You know,
yeah, they sure
and
did.
We were loved, Ryan, and that's all that's important, really, at the end of the day. You know,
it is so simple and profound a statement to say we were loved, and what a lovely thing to be able to say in life. And we would all hope, wouldn't we, Vicky, that our children would say the same
exactly.
things about us
yeah.
when they're our age. One last then, what are we now at 9:23 on a Wednesday morning? What are you up to today?
I'm going into Vincent's for treatment, so I'm on my 27th infusion today. So I mean, you know, I didn't think I'd see this this time, you know, I really didn't think I'd see that number. I thought, you know, I'd have a few infusions and it would either work or it wouldn't, and, you know, I'd get a few months, but I'm so delighted that I'm still here. I've my birthday at the end of the month, so I'm going to be 45.
Congratulations.
So, you know, I mean, it's all good at the moment. I mean, look, things are stable at the moment. I haven't had any shrinkage since last year in my tumours, which is a little bit worrying, but, you know, I mean, the likelihood is that things will start growing back. But, you know, until that happens, I'm going to take full advantage of how well I am. We're going to New Zealand for Christmas to spend time with my brother and his fiancée. My mother's having conniptions over it because I said, "Mam, they have hospitals in New Zealand as well, you know." But look, you have to live your life, Ryan. You know, and that's exactly what I'm doing, because you know, I've seen too many women die from this, and I'm going to take full advantage of every moment, I guess.
You're one of the few people I think I speak to on the phone who says I'm going in for my 27th infusion, and I feel lucky.
Yeah. No. Well, I, that's it. I mean, a lot of women didn't get to this point, so that is the way I have to look at it. Everything is relative, you know.
What do you want for your birthday?
What do I want for my birthday?
Yeah.
Nothing really. I don't need anything. Just my family. That's it. We're going out for a nice meal, and I'll be happy with that.
And that'll do nicely, says you. Okay.
Yep.
Vicky, thank you for catching up with us today. I just wanted to have a word with you. As I say, I saw you last night and I was thinking of you this morning. Obviously, you're all over the papers, and I was just curious to see how you were doing, and I get this feeling that it's all going in the right direction for now. So mind yourself, mind the kids and the rest of the family, and an advance happy birthday wish to you.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Nice
lovely
to see you. Okay,
to you.
Likewise, as always. Thank you, Vicky Phelan, joining us on the phone this morning. It was just, as I say, reading the papers, thinking, I'd love to see how she's doing today. And as always, just one of life's more impressive people. As Hugh says this morning in the message, always great to hear the inspirational Vicky Phelan. She's been pivotal in getting that apology from Taoiseach. Delaying the apology yesterday was, to say the least, insensitive, as were the empty seats. Does the tarnished image of the Dáil no favours. And I think that was also on my mind this morning. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie.